This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some Russian soldiers and units in Ukraine are refusing to fight. That word comes from a top national security official in Britain who's been briefing the cabinet in London. This as Russia intensifies its battle for control of eastern Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Zelensky confirmed the assault in his overnight address. Now we can already state that Russian troops have begun the battle for the Donbas, for which they've been preparing for a long time. A significant part of the entire Russian army is now concentrated on this offensive. Ukraine's General Staff spokesman Alexander Stupun called the offensive a new phase of the war. He also said the Russians are attempting to establish full control of Donetsk and Luhansk, as well as trying to maintain a land corridor with the temporarily occupied Crimea. I'm Karen Chamas.
So you don't need the mask anymore when you travel, right? Well,
despite the court ruling striking down a national transit mask mandate, some passengers will need to keep masks on, depending on how they're traveling. Major airlines from American to United have dropped the mask requirement.
Delta position is masks will be optional this evening.
David Studinski recorded that on a Delta flight yesterday. Some of the nation's busiest airports are also making masks optional. So is Uber and the Metro Transit System here in Washington. But masks are still required elsewhere, like on New York City subways and buses, and when riding Lyft. Sagar Magani, Washington.
High winds, heavy rain in the Northeast today, say forecasters. Even some snow in parts of the Northeast. The International Monetary Fund is downgrading the outlook for the world economy this year and next. In Kabul, Afghanistan, six people are dead after explosions targeting educational institutions. This is AP News. A federal judge is allowing a case to continue that seeks to disqualify Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from running for re-election. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
A group of voters in Georgia is trying to block the controversial congresswoman from running for re-election, alleging she helped facilitate the deadly January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol last year. They're citing a provision of the 14th Amendment ratified after the Civil War that says no one can serve in Congress after engaging in insurrection or rebellion against the country. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier this month asked a judge to prohibit state officials from enforcing that provision. But federal judge Amy Totenberg has denied Greene's request for an injunction, saying Greene failed to meet the burden of persuasion in her bid for injunctive relief. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.